The Czech government wants to correct some of the injustices inherited from the communist regime. More than 20 years after the fall of communism, coalition leaders agreed to a plan to slash the retirement benefits of former communist security service officers and high-ranking communist party officials. The fund should be used to increase the pensions of opponents of the former regime. Jan Richter has the story.
Thousands of Czechs who stood up against the communist regime faced persecution, ranging from imprisonment to harassment on a daily basis. Those who voiced their disagreement with the 1968 occupation of Czechoslovakia were frequently fired from their positions and struggled to find even the lowest-paying jobs. These people often get very modest retirement benefits that reflect their low earnings in the past. Former high-ranking communist officials, along with ex-police and military officers, as well as agents of the secret police, landed nice pensions, as their pay packets were well above average. Czech politicians have long been talking about repairing this historical injustice. But in 2009, a bill put forth by a group of Civic Democrat MPs was rejected by the lower house of parliament. In August 2010, Prime Minister Petr Nečas was skeptical about such a move, saying it would be repealed by the Constitutional Court. But he's changed his mind. Inspired by similar Polish legislation, coalition leaders now say they would like to go ahead with the plan. The bill is sure to meet with fierce opposition from those affected by the law and from the current Communist Party. Social Democrats, however, are more likely to find common ground with the coalition once all the details are cleared. Lubomír Zaorálek is a senior Social Democrat MP.
This concrete proposal is against the Constitution because I can't imagine that now we will seek maybe the old member of the Communist Party and maybe we will cut the pensions of these members and maybe to use this fund as fundament of a similar solution. I'm sure it's against constitution and I would like to look for different solution and maybe to find a way how to compensate dissidents.
A group of coalition MPs will now work out the details of the new legislation. A bill on anti-communist resistance, which will be debated in the lower house later this week, should determine who qualifies as an opponent of the regime. It's not clear, however, how to decide whose pensions should be slashed and how. Former dissident Jan Urban appreciates the effort, but says it's taken too long to table the proposal.
It took more than 20 years for this proposal to become a part of politics. And I think that it's near to insulting to remember that those who suffered the most under communism, the hundreds of thousands of political prisoners from the 50s, are already dead. So definitely it's a good move, symbolic move more than anything else, defining or redefining justice, but it's really too little too late.
Former dissident Jan Urban, ending that report by Jan Richter.